we do when doors for opportunity close? I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A ministry's fight to continue operating in India has ended, but their reaction is a good reminder to all of us about who is really in control. And one of the most important gospel-sharing tools you have is your own story. That's coming up in a moment or two, but first, we're going to start with Compassion International, who's announced that they'll withdraw from India on March 15th. This, after the country's refusal to allow the ministry to fund two country offices and its 589 church partners who care for 147,000 children. But there's a story within this story, and that's a story of tangible hope. Director of Communication Tim Glenn says it's this story that Compassion wants people to remember.
There is one thing that we have not wavered from, nor will we, and that is that we are called to release children in the name of Jesus. No government or principality or power can push us off of that rock. These children whose lives we've touched, you don't just plant that seed and walk away and it withers, it grows.
Glenn's confidence is a testimony of Compassion's dependence on God's power to transform.
We all play our role, but it's God doing the change. He's using us as instruments for that. But if an instrument falls or falters or is no longer allowed to be used, that doesn't mean God's work stops.
You can read the full transcript at our website, but we'll end this story with a powerful reminder of how to pray.
When you pray for anyone who does ministry, include those prayers for the things that you don't know and that they don't know, that Satan uses to try to trip up anyone who's doing work in Jesus' name.
And today is International Women's Day. This year's theme is Be Bold for Change. So what would change mean for women in India? If you only visit urban areas, you'd think that women are treated fairly. They have high education rate and good representation in prestigious careers like computer engineering. But John Sparks of India Partners says, if you skip off the beaten path out of the city, you'll find a very different story.
The rural environment is very different, and the girl child is relegated to doing household chores. And oftentimes will drop out of school at a young age because she needs to care for her siblings or help around the home.
Sparks says in impoverished areas, a shockingly high percentage of women are abused by their husbands. And for things to change, he says, we have to challenge a mental paradigm that's been instilled into both men and women.
So it's overcoming these things, helping women to understand that they're meant to be loved and appreciated, not to be beaten.
Discover how India Partners is stepping into lives with the truth of the gospel and how you can be part of the solution at missionnews.org. And finally, we talked a couple weeks ago about the power of your personal story in starting conversations about the gospel. But when it comes to reaching people from different cultures or backgrounds, do you ever wonder if your personal story is relevant enough to share when there are cultural differences? Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministry says it's an understandable question, but sharing your story is about empathy and how Christ makes the difference in your story.
The fact is, here's what we have in common. Loneliness feels the same around the world. The struggle to be a mom or a dad feels the same around the world. Addiction feels the same around the world. If we talk as a dad to a dad or a cancer survivor to a cancer survivor or a military veteran to a military veteran, I'm coming to you as another human. And so this is the way to disarm and tear down a lot of walls.
If you're not sure how to get started, read the full story where there are links and resources to help you.
There's a lot of tools to encourage you and help you to know how to take this another step and how to explain Jesus in everyday terms and even to determine what is your hope story and the best way to tell it.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you, so you can join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.